It was President Bush's top economic advisor that was on Capitol Hill yesterday. He answered questions about the Bush administration's annual report on the economy. NPR's Kathleen Schock reports Democrats had plenty of questions.
Greg Mankiw, chairman of the President's Council of Economic Advisers, told lawmakers the president's economic policies are working and the economy is picking up steam.
The last two quarters of 2003 showed the most rapid growth in nearly 20 years. The labor market is also starting to improve.
Mankiw said he expects the number of jobs to grow by 3% this year. That would more than offset the 2.2 million jobs that have vanished since the president took office. Democratic lawmakers responded skeptically. Maryland Democrat Paul Sarbanes reminded Mankiw that earlier predictions have been way off and that the country continued to shed jobs even as GDP growth took off last year.
So in just 2 years, you've lowered the forecasts for jobs for the year we're now in by 6.4 million. How do you explain that?
Mankiw pointed out that private economists had gotten it wrong as well. But Senator Carolyn Maloney, a Democrat from New York, said this administration has a credibility problem. She repeated what many other Democrats have taken to predicting lately.
President Bush is on track to be the first president since Herbert Hoover to end his term with fewer jobs than when he started.
Maloney also took aim at another part of the report, its contention that outsourcing service sector jobs to low-cost countries benefits the U.S. economy.
I am astonished by the administration's insensitivity to outsourcing.
Mankiw said so far the number of service sector jobs lost to outsourcing is small, but it is likely to grow.
We live very much in a changing world where things that were once non-tradable goods are suddenly tradable goods.
And he argued that erecting barriers to trade is not the way to create jobs. Lawmakers also complained about the deficit. Democrats contend that President Bush's tax cuts are responsible for at least a third of this year's budget shortfall and could make it twice as hard to cope with a baby boomer's looming retirement. Mankiw countered that entitlement programs, including Social Security and Medicare, will need to be reformed regardless. Senator Robert Bennett, the Utah Republican who chairs the committee, defended the Bush administration's policies, arguing that it's hard to make accurate predictions.
We should adopt our policies with the understanding that the economy determines how much money we get. We don't.
Bennett linked the rising rhetoric over the economy to the coming election. Certainly, the outcome of that election may hinge on whose predictions turn out to be right. Kathleen Schalk, NPR News, Washington.